Reports of violence against Arab Americans and Muslim Americans are increasing. Across this country, Arab business, forgive me, windows of Arab businesses have been broken, mosques have been targeted for vandalism, and individuals have been harassed and accosted. Many Arab and Muslim Americans say they are worried that conditions for them could get much worse. NPR's religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
The backlash has hit every region of the country. In Chicago, a pro-American demonstration got out of hand when several hundred people converged on an Islamic center and began chanting anti-Muslim slogans. In Seattle, a man was caught pouring gasoline around cars outside the city's largest mosque. In Indiana, police are investigating several hate crimes. In Oregon, Portland resident Mac Borden says Arab Americans are a threat.
Any Arabs that actually are American citizens, it would behoove them to turn themselves into the FBI for full-scale interrogation so that we can find out whether national interests truly lie and who's with us and who's against us. And if they ain't with us, then as far as I'm concerned, they need to be exterminated as brutally as they exterminated us.
Islamic organizations across the country have also been receiving hate calls. A mosque in Manassas, Virginia, found this on their answering machine.
I hope you buttocks sell for your country every single Muslim. I hate all of you. I hope you die.
In Sterling, Virginia, the All Dulles Muslim Society was broken into and defaced. 17-year-old Asma Mirza, a Pakistani-American, stopped by the mosque on her way to give blood and was shocked by what she found.
Our mosque, somebody broke in there and they graffitied all over the wall, and it was really scary because I've been part of this community since I was born. I mean, I was born here. I've had great relationships with everyone here and people who are Muslim and non-Muslim, and it was just really scary because I've never done anything to portray myself as not American, as not part of this community.
A member of a mosque in Irving, Texas that had its windows shot out said the fact that someone would shoot at a mosque frightens his family. He hopes people will realize that Muslim Americans are not responsible for the attacks in New York and Washington.
See, we're trying to cope with what's happening. It's a tragedy, not for people in New York, for all of us. I have a family, I have four children, and they all suffer like anybody else. And we don't want to be the victim of something happened somewhere else in the world. You know, we come here, we pray, we're peaceful people, we have good neighbors, and we don't want people to rush to judgment like they did in Oklahoma bombing.
Arab and Muslim Americans are calling on political, religious, and community leaders to step forward and condemn these violent acts. They worry that unless there is a concerted and organized effort to stem the violence against them, these incidents will become more frequent and more aggressive. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.